Here we are again with another program. We're looking in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 37, one of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible. Stay tuned. Reading Luke chapter 6, verse number 37, Jesus said, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." Now, you need to take this portion of Scripture in its entire context here. But as we look at these words, "judge not," those that want to live in the middle of the road and do not want to stand up for the truth, we'll throw this verse at you. Well, Jesus said, "Judge not, judge not." Well, John chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus said, "Judge righteous judgment." In Luke chapter 7 and verse number 43, Jesus said, "Thou hast rightly judged." In Luke chapter 12 and verse number 57, Jesus said, "Why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right?" In Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 15, he said, "Beware of false prophets." Beware of them. You can't check them out unless you judge them. Matthew 7, verse 16, Jesus said, "Ye shall know them," or you can judge them, "by their fruits." When Paul was talking about the subject, he said in Romans 16, verse number 17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Now, how are you going to do that if you can't judge? 2 Corinthians 6, 17, Paul said, "Under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord." Who are them? Who are they? Come out from among them. Who's he talking about? You can't figure that out if you're not allowed to judge. And Jesus said, "Judge righteous judgment." In 2 Thessalonians 3, 6, the Bible says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly." Now, how are you going to do that if you can't judge? Withdraw yourselves, he said. 2 Timothy 3:5, he said, "From such turn away." Well, how am I going to do that if I can't judge who to turn away from? Ephesians 5 and 11 says, "Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Does that not demand some judging? Romans 12 and 9 says, "Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." Well, I better judge righteous judgment if I'm going to figure out what's evil and what's good. Romans 12 and 9 says, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." Impossible if you can't judge. When Jesus was first teaching this same thing in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, he said, "Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye,' and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye." Now, we got a beam and a mote. One is a beam, like a beam, a wooden beam, and the other one is like a speck of dust in your eye. Who is he talking to? We always need to get the context. He said, "Judge not, thou hypocrite." He's not talking to sincere Christians. To sincere Christians, he said, "Judge righteous judgment." He said, "Why even among yourselves judge ye not what is right?" But when he's talking to hypocrites, they have no right to judge anybody. It's a warning against hypocritical judgment. Hypocrites judge those who judge. Now back here in Luke chapter 6, verse number 37, it says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Now, first of all, judge not. What's that mean? It means to form an opinion. Condemn not, what's that mean? That's to express disapproval. You form opinion of someone, but then you open your mouth and start condemning them, expressing disapproval. But what he's talking about here is hypocritical judgment. Look at verse 42. Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. He is talking about hypocritical judgment. Now he went on to say, forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Now, even forgiving requires judging. If thy brother trespass against thee, it says in Luke 17:3, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. You can't do any of that unless you judge righteous judgment. So John 7:24 again, judge righteous judgment. Luke 12:57, why even among yourselves judge ye not what is right? Now, it is a very serious thing when we decide, well, I am just going to stay neutral in these issues. I am not going to judge anything at all. I'm just going to stay neutral. Well, in World War II, Denmark decided that they would stay neutral, and they were invaded on the 9th of April, 1940. Norway, they had decided that they would just remain neutral, and they were invaded on the same date. Belgium, they said, no, we're just going to remain neutral, and they were invaded by the enemy on May the 10th, 1940. The Netherlands, they said they would remain neutral on May the 10th, 1940. They also were invaded along with Luxembourg, Lithuania, and on June the 14th, 1940, Latvia and Estonia and Yugoslavia were all invaded by the enemy. You can't just remain neutral and expect nothing's going to happen. We are commanded by God to judge righteous judgment. Well, the Bible talks about there being wolves in sheep's clothing. How am I going to judge? How am I going to be able to tell the difference? Well, the Bible says in Luke 6:44, every tree is known by its fruit. Concerning the wolves in sheep's clothing, it says in Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, sooner or later, he's going to open his mouth, and you're going to find out he doesn't sound like a lamb or a sheep. He sounds like a wolf. Jesus said in Matthew 12:37, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And so in Luke 6:46, he said, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin thereof was great. Now, let's get the context here. Luke chapter 16 and verse number 17, he is talking to his disciples. It says, when he came down, he stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples came to him. That's the remnant. Then it goes on to say there was a great multitude. I call them the religious. They're all going through the motions. They're all at a very spiritual meeting here. Jesus is even the preacher. Well, there's a bunch of them there. There's the remnant and there's the religious. And we read here in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 20 that Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples. Now, he said to his remnant, he said to his disciples, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? We get the idea sometimes that, well, yeah, I'm part of that group. I'm really sincere. Well, most of the Bible is written to us to tell us how to live right. It's not written to those people who are refusing to live right. Let's not get the idea because we're part of the remnant. Wow, we're just God's perfect example. No, we got a lot of work to do here. He says in verse 47, "Whoso cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man that built a house." Well, both of them are doing something. Both of them are building. The man that's going to do it right, he digged deep. Yeah, he digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built a house. They're both building something. He built it on the earth, and it against the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. It all depends on the foundation. Lay the foundation. Well, to lay a foundation, we're going to have to do it right. We're going to have to do what Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse number 15, "Beware of false prophets." We're going to have to do what he said in John 7 and 24, "Judge righteous judgment."